Adjusting our attitudes. It is not circumstances that make us happy or unhappy, but our attitude towards them. We are always striving to control our circumstances and are able to do so to some degree, but many circumstances are beyond our control. Our tendency is to become discontented or even bitter when things do not go the way we want them to go. We act like children, crying or sulking or throwing a tantrum when we can't have our own way. On the other hand, some are able to make the best of what can't be changed by adjusting to their circumstances. Paul said, "I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." Philippians 4:11. A Christian knows he is a beloved child of God and that his Father has all circumstances under control, allowing only those things that are for our greatest good. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Romans 8:28. This is true without qualification. We are able to face whatever circumstance comes up and say with assurance, "My Father has a lesson for me to learn. He has a blessing for me in this. He's giving me a golden opportunity to exercise patience, submission, faith, and confidence in Him as His child." Read the life of Christ in the Gospels. Look at the circumstances He passed through. They were surely not what the natural man would like, fleeing for his life to Egypt as a baby. Matthew 2, verses 13 and 14, working as a carpenter in the despised town of Nazareth. Mark 6, 3, John 1, 46, having nowhere to lay his head. Matthew 8, 20, called crazy by his friends. Mark 3, 21, called a demoniac by the crowd. John 8, 48. What scoffing he endured! But he received all these circumstances from his Father's hand and found in them an opportunity to manifest his divine nature. Now each child of God has been made a partaker of that same divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. He has Christ as his life. So all the circumstances we are passing through are God-given opportunities to let Christ take over and live out his life through us. This is exactly what Paul meant when he said, "For to me, to live is Christ." Philippians 1:21. This should be the Christian's attitude toward the circumstances of life, and what a different outlook it gives to everything. No longer are things seen by human standards as trying and distasteful. They are now golden opportunities to develop our spiritual life as children of God, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights. Philippians 2:15. Even afflictions, when looked at this way, become an occasion for thanksgiving. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, in Christ Jesus, for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16-18. A positive Christian attitude brings true contentment to the child of God. All things are viewed as coming from the tender hands of a loving Father and are opportunities to learn valuable lessons in self-control, patience, faith, and obedience while gaining a rich blessing. Outward circumstances don't make us happy or unhappy, but our inward attitude towards them and towards God in them. Songwriter Bill Gaither puts it this way: "I found happiness, I found peace of mind. I found the joy of living, perfect love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind, when I found the Lord." Peace assured. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Who does not desire such an experience? The perfect peace of God Himself, filling our hearts and minds. But why just desire it when we can have it? It is there for every child of God who wants it enough to meet the conditions.